The Trump administration thinks outside the box on border funding, and Democrats come up with the stupidest objections ever. All coming up on today's episode of The Hot Zone.
This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey, folks. You know, you have to hand it to President Trump. He campaigned on building a big, beautiful border wall. And every day since he took office, he's had hordes of Democrats doing everything they can to keep him from making good on that particular campaign promise. And they refused to fund the project over and over, so Trump's started looking for more creative ways to get the job done. By declaring an emergency along the Mexican border, he's attempting to use funds slated for emergency construction by the military to pay for that wall. Now, Democrats are just apoplectic about this. They know that if the wall gets built, it's not ever going to get unbuilt. Policies can change, but a physical barrier will stand the test of time and keep serving its purpose even under the next Democratic president. And that drives the left absolutely crazy. Now, the administration is wasting no time putting up as many miles of that border barrier as they can. DHS fast-tracked the project by waiving certain environmental impact studies and such. But on Tuesday, the Democrat-controlled House Appropriations Committee voted not only to not fund the wall, but they voted to prohibit the Trump administration from using military funding to do so. So that's great. Today sometime, a federal judge will probably issue an injunction against the border project to halt construction while two ridiculous lawsuits, frankly, work their way through the court system. One of them was brought by the ACLU and something like 19 different blue states, many of which aren't even near the border, and the other by the Sierra Club, which says the environmental impact of the wall is just too great. The Sierra Club argument is, to me, just one of the dumbest I've ever heard. In my reporting along the wall over the last 15 years, I've seen the environmental destruction caused by hundreds of thousands of migrants leaving their trash all over the place as they cross into the United States, cross ranchers' land. And when I was in New Mexico just a few weeks ago, I talked to ranchers who told me all about their high risk of infections that their cattle have to face from diseases being brought in on migrants' shoes. Now, you have to understand, this is a huge risk to the U.S. food system, which makes it a national security issue. The problem of a few antelope or coyotes not being able to cross the border at will is far outweighed by the very real costs that could happen to the U.S. economy and to national security by not building that border barrier. But it doesn't matter. These lawsuits don't have to make sense. They just have to run out the clock. That's what they're trying to do. If they can tie the Trump administration up in legal challenges for the next year and a half, then they can keep the borders open. And in the meantime, we'll see another 1 or 2 million people enter our country illegally at the rate we're going. And obviously, that's got to be their goal. This is unconscionable, but it's the truth. I'm airing a piece about it later this week on CBN, so check this out. Congress and the White House are locked in an epic battle over funding for President Trump's promised border wall along the U.S. southern border. The Trump administration is attempting to divert up to $6 billion allocated to the military and use it to shore up outdated barriers in an attempt to put the brakes on the alarming rates of illegal crossings being seen in recent months. But a federal judge is weighing whether to put an injunction on that spending while two lawsuits challenging the move wind their way through the courts.
We're asking for an order blocking the use of these funds that Congress didn't appropriate to build a wall on the border. It's very simple. They didn't get the money for it. They can't build it. That's why we had a shutdown. And nothing has changed since the shutdown. They didn't get the money to build it. They can't start building it now.
Sierra Club members are dedicated to protecting fragile ecosystems and long-standing communities on the southern border. And obviously, building a 1,500-mile contiguous wall is certainly not going to help us in that endeavor. You know, there's many people that live all along the border who are threatened by this wall. And that's what our lawsuit's about.
In addition, on May 21st, the Congressional Appropriations Committee passed a bill that would limit the administration's ability to divert military funding for use on the border wall. But while the political battles rage on, better border barriers are already being built by the military, and have been for years. In fact, there are currently projects underway in every state along the southern border that are improving border security with the help of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps of Engineers is a federal agency under the umbrella of the Department of Defense. One of the stated missions of their 37,000 civilian and military employees is to deliver vital public and military engineering services to strengthen our nation's security. In normal times, that means managing hydroelectric power, environmental restoration, and responding to natural disasters.
The Department of Defense and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are supporting the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection by constructing border barrier across the U.S. southern border. Army Corps of Engineers support, starting in fiscal 2017, is through technical expertise in contractual and design construction services, project management, and construction management. The construction effort is a massive engineering project to help secure the U.S. southern border, requiring dozens of barrier segments and related infrastructure. Construction in Texas is expected to provide 111 miles of border barrier and related infrastructure. Border projects in New Mexico are planned for 66 miles of barrier. In Arizona, 106 miles of barrier are projected along the border. And construction projects in California are expected to provide 60 miles of border barrier and related infrastructure. This collaborative effort is planned to provide 343 miles of border infrastructure, combining the engineering expertise of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers with the construction capabilities of America's large and small construction companies.
But while the crisis at our southern border might not be an act of God, the thousands of illegal crossers entering the United States every day from around the globe are a definite crisis, especially for locals like this El Paso woman.
There is an urgency. Yes, there is. They're coming in now. It was by the hundreds, now it's by the thousands a day. We have to do something. Yeah. The catch and release is just either change the laws or, I don't know, it's scary. Thousands of people are going to be released into our community and we don't even know who they are.
The U.S. Border Patrol used existing funding that was authorized under the Obama administration to recently build about 4 miles of this bollard-style fencing. It's 18 feet high, it's got no climb on the top, and it works very effectively against people crossing illegally. But here's the problem. If you only do the fencing 4 miles at a time, what you run into is what we have right here. The fence ends, and now here's Mexico over on this side. So it's not very difficult for people to just walk right around the fence and come into the United States illegally.
We have to do something. I suggest that. I was hoping that they would just bring martial law. They need to bring martial law.
But while the arguments continue in Washington over the president's ability to allocate funding for the project, the U.S. Border Patrol continues to struggle under the crush of thousands of illegal crossers every day. And while the Trump administration continues to fight to scrape together the funds to build the wall, the only barriers the Democrat-controlled Congress supports are ones that would keep the president from getting his way. From El Paso, Texas, I'm Chuck Holton for CBN News. Now, I believe that when gauging whether a wall would be effective, we should listen to the people who are on the front lines every day. And that's what my friend Heather Sells did a few weeks ago when she traveled out to the border in San Diego and went out on a ride-along with the Border Patrol to see the effects of the new barrier for herself. Watch this.
If President Trump gets his way, the entire 2,000-mile border with Mexico would look like this, clearly marked with a barrier that makes it difficult to cross while allowing agents to see through.
We're here in the San Diego sector where they have just put up a new wall, which is a vast improvement. It's 18 feet high compared to the old wall, which was 6 feet.
San Diego Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott says the new wall helps secure the border more efficiently than ever before.
We've proven that the wall system works here. It wasn't overly political a few years ago. It was just right and wrong, makes sense.
The new structure stretches from the Pacific to the base of the Otay Mountains, and it's actually two, a primary and secondary fence with a law enforcement zone in between. It's an upgrade on multiple fronts, say agents. The older wall, which hasn't been completely replaced, was built from Vietnam-era landing mats. It blocks agents' vision preventing them from spotting illegal crossers on the Mexico side. Agent Fabian Carbajal says it's been a problem for years.
They would stage 20 people at a time, wait for our vehicles to go through. Somebody would jump over with a power saw, run to our secondary wall and just breach it, make a hole through it. Would run back, stage back in Mexico, and it just wait and see if the Border Patrol would respond. And then the group would go through and make it north.
Chief Scott doesn't pretend the new wall can't be beaten. That's not the point. He's happy that it simply makes it more difficult for illegal immigrants to sneak across. By slowing them down, Scott can spread out his agents, creating a human barrier that saves time and money, while also boosting morale.
Where we've put that in place, we were able to increase our effectiveness from about 10% to over 95%. And more importantly, we were able to pull 150 agents out of that area and then redeploy them to other parts of the border.
But Scott still faces big challenges.
Despite the sections of new wall, there's stretches of absolutely no wall. This is where it starts in the San Diego sector, just north of Tijuana.
It's part of what makes this a security nightmare. More than half of the entire southern border has no fencing. In the San Diego sector alone, agents must patrol around 17 miles with absolutely no barrier. Even the animals are unafraid. The day we visited, we spotted a small group of sheep and goats roaming freely back and forth in the area where the wall ends and the open border begins. Agents do their best to secure the area. They patrol on horseback or ATVs and use technology like underground sensors. But they're also up against open spaces with no electricity and no cell coverage. Scott says even locals often don't understand what's at stake.
They don't realize less than 14 miles off the coast, we have no border fence whatsoever, and anything can cross through here. And if anybody thinks that the criminal organizations and the terrorist organizations and even nation state countries aren't trying to exploit this crisis right now, they're fooling themselves.
On top of this, Scott is caught up in a border crisis that is depleting his force. Across the southwest border, nearly 4 in 10 agents are diverted daily to care for and transport immigrant families.
The last 24 hours, I had 140 agents taken out of patrol duties, and they're basically babysitting kids, they're at hospitals with sick aliens, they're processing, they're transporting, they're doing things other than patrolling the border. That's created huge vulnerabilities to where now our effectiveness is dropping.
Scott blames recent court rulings, which force him to release families within 20 days, for helping to create the border crisis. And he's looking to Washington to fix it. He also hopes Congress will see that for border agents, a wall isn't just politics. It's critical infrastructure that slows down illegal immigration, criminals, and anyone else not wanting to come through a port of entry, or what Scott calls our front door. Reporting on the San Diego border, Heather Sells, CBN News.
All right, one last point I want to make about this. Actually, two last points. First, the wall isn't all that expensive in the greater scheme of things. Let's say it'll cost $12 billion. Well, the government wastes nearly $4 billion a year just on improper Medicare payments. Taxpayers have to pay more than $3 billion a year on the upkeep for more than 3,000 empty buildings the government's no longer using. We could easily pay for the wall over a couple of years, and actually many times over, just by cutting the excess outdated subsidies for agriculture. So don't let anybody convince you the wall's just too expensive. That's just a lie. Secondly, there's been a lot of speculation about who's paying for these caravans that keep coming up from Central America. Now, as you know, I've done a lot of reporting on this, and I've shown how left-wing organizations and churches and even individuals are helping migrants travel several thousand kilometers north to our border. But in reality, you need to understand something. In the end, you are paying for these caravans. How so? Well, when migrants come into our country, many, if not most of them, qualify for various state and local programs and entitlements and such. And they know how to game the system to take advantage of as many of those programs as possible. And we're talking about state and federal programs like SNAP, TANF, CHIP, school lunches, housing assistance, and a whole lot more. And it's a well-known fact that much of this money is provided by U.S. taxpayers. And then it's sent south via Western Union to Latin America to help provide funds for additional family members to make that journey. This is not fake news. This is not a hypothetical. It's happening every day, and it accounts for literally billions of U.S. dollars per year. So don't let anybody tell you that the wall is too expensive. That barrier will pay for itself in no time. But from the looks of things, getting it built is going to take a miracle. So that's all I have for today, folks. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you back here again tomorrow, right here on The Hot Zone.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.